Welcome to episode 75, 7 Reasons Why People Like You and I Always Win. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, I look forward to talking to you about this one. A lot of times people will put people down, they tell them why they're going to lose, they tell them why they're better than them. I feel like you and I understand each other. I feel like the reason you're here on my podcast today is you want to learn and you want to grow. You want to make your business the best business it's ever been, and you understand the need to take training. You understand that we can all teach each other things. And you also understand that I listen to tons of podcasts, and I probably even listen to some of you. I always take other people's information, listen to it, cherish it, and ultimately turn it into something. So let's talk about 7 ways to make sure that we keep winning as a whole. First off, listening. Listening is one of the biggest ones. Not just listening to podcasts, but listening to what the client tells you. Listening to what the person that is talking with you, that is telling you what they want to buy, telling you what they want to sell, telling you why they need to sell. Make sure to never think for them. This is a key rule to remember. Always say to people, go over to the paint counter at Lowe's and take a look at all the colors and think to yourself how stupid some are. And then think to yourself, the fact that Lowe's would not carry that product unless thousands of people across the country buy it. And the same people that look at that color look at your color and say, what a gross color. So listening to what people want versus thinking for them is going to be a huge factor in your business. If you get into this habit right away, you're going to find that a lot more times people tell you a lot more than you think. And by saying too much, you can step on your own foot. You can end up causing issues the entire way through the transaction. You can also bring up details and necessities that were never there before just by bringing up something that they didn't care about, you cared about. Now suddenly you can't back out of it because you've explained how bad it was. And then they're like, okay, well, if it's so bad, I definitely don't want to do that. So next time you're with a client, remember you have 2 eyes, 2 ears, 1 mouth. Use them accordingly. And then remember the fact that that means 80% of the time you should be listening or you should be looking. You shouldn't be talking all the time. That will get you out of a lot of trouble. Next, let's learn from doing, not through paralysis, through analysis. So a lot of people think about great new ideas. People like you and I, we understand the need to implement. We go right away at it. We take on things. We take the bull by the horns, as they say. Learning from doing is the best thing we can do ever. I personally am not a big fan of college. I'm a fan of learning. I'm a fan of education. I'm considered an autodidact by some as far as my style of learning and what I like to learn. But the reality is we have to do things. So college and all these places, they've taught us how to do things in books, but they never taught us how to do jobs. Learning from doing the old school apprenticeship, trial by fire, whatever we want to call it, it's really, really a huge part of growing. Knowing how to be willing to take risks and knowing that not always is it going to go the way you want, but that's okay. You're going to put in the effort and you're going to start making some decisions. Entrepreneurs as a whole are decision makers. That's something a lot of people forget. We like to make decisions because we need to make decisions. Decisions happen all day long, and instead of putting things off, we have to make a ton of them. I, on an average day, make hundreds of decisions. Sometimes it's spending thousands of dollars. Other times it's as simple as, what color do I want to paint a wall? But in order for my company to run on all fronts, having 12 different agents working for me, a new broker, 2 podcasts, 2 blogs, multiple different newsletters, 2 trainings a week, 1 ET meeting a week, 1 regular meeting a week. As you can hear by all these things, I'm constantly making decisions. So learn to make decisions, learn from doing, don't sit back, fear everything, start making some forward motion. Again, that is going to be one huge thing. So again, listen and learn. Next up, understand the golden rule. So this one is almost like step one, except for treat others the way they wish to be treated. A lot of people think the golden rule, they think back to when they were a kid, their parents say, always treat others as you wish to be treated. Well, that's not right. You know why it's not right? Because not everyone wants the same thing as you. A lot of people want different things than other people. So by allowing yourself the freedom of not worrying about the golden rule being what others want you to treat them like by your treatment, stop paying attention to what they want to be treated like. Some people like loud music. Some people like quiet music. Some people like to live near the highway. Some people like to live near the woods. In real estate, we need to treat them the way they wish to be treated. If someone wants to text, we text with them. If they want to email, we email with them. If they want a phone call, we phone call with them. If they want to meet in person, we meet in person with them. But understanding that just because you want to text and you want to send them text because it's quote-unquote easier, and then not understanding why they don't want to communicate with you anymore because they wanted to meet in person, is just being the biggest problem we have in this industry, which is everybody pushing everybody online as they fear online. So again, everybody fearing spending time, so they want to save it through online, but then they don't want online portals to take us over. I can guarantee you, if you stop meeting with people in person, you keep Zooming them, you keep doing all these things, that some robot somewhere one day will take your job and you will have nothing. If you continue to do things where you're meeting with people, you're listening to what they want. It's okay if they want text, it's okay if they want internet, but listening to what they want, you're going to save more customers in that face-to-face business. Those are the long-term clients that are going to love you and keep with you. Next, when things do go wrong, people like you and I don't dwell on things. We have problems. We fail all the time. More risk, more failure. It's simple as that. If you have success, you have failure. If you don't, you're a liar. That's as easy as it is. It's a lot of people can say a lot of things. If you haven't failed at something, you haven't tried. And that's the biggest thing as an entrepreneur and real estate professional. It is always that we have letdowns. Maybe it be that a closing doesn't happen because a buyer flakes out or gets furloughed, or maybe a seller says no to an offer that's a thousand less than asking on the 90th day of your contract as it closes out. Failure happens, but we learn from our failures. What do we learn? We learn everything. Say it was the overpriced listing. We learn that dealing with someone up front that wants to put their house on for too much money, that refuses on the contract to put in 30 days that we're going to do a price break, that refuses to be reasonable, probably isn't worth your failure in the future. But we move on from it and we learn from it. We implement changes to the way we do business, but we don't sit there and go, but I didn't get a paycheck. Nobody cares. This isn't that world. That world is called being an employee. They can complain when they don't get paid fairly. We can't. We're real estate sales professionals. We get commissions only. So sitting there for longer means you spent more time not getting paid on that very job. So if you thought you lost already, dwelling on things can cost you even more money on the exact same deal that you're still not going to get paid for. All right, so that's the fourth one. So we have listen, learn, understand, don't dwell. Next, we understand marketing. People like yourself and I, we get it. We understand that the money is nothing. People say, oh, well, that's easy to say because you have money. No, you just don't understand marketing. Why? There's one simple acronym or word, whichever you want to call it, ROI. Do you know what that stands for? Return on investment. Of course, you can't just suddenly magically invent dollars, but if I gave you a dollar this month and I gave you back two for it, and then next month you gave me the two and I gave you back three, and then next month you give me the three, I gave you back five, and slowly but surely progresses, you can understand why marketing can grow your company. Now, marketing is also free. We've never had that. We've never had that before. We can go on. We can create things such as videos. We can create photos. We can create all sorts of things. And we can go on these online accounts, everything from TikTok and Twitter over to your Instagrams and Facebooks, blogs, maybe even a podcast. I mean, this is marginally free, right? I only paid $120 for the channel for the year. And then I spend a little bit of money in the back end. But if I was doing it all myself and going live, I'd be spending barely anything, just need my computer that I already have or my phone that I already have. So understanding the word ROI, how much money am I putting in versus how much am I getting out, and how much can I consistently grow my spend by? Problem is, right here in America, a lot of us, we like to take our money and spend it before we get it, so we never have it. So as soon as we get more, we have to pay that money off, and then the cycle continues. Instead of living that way, learn to take some money and roll it, and continue to roll it, and continue to roll it. Never take it out. And just keep spending it back in. Every time you get ROI, continue to invest in. Shave off some, of course, make sure you're making some money. But people like you and I understand that with ROI, we can grow and grow and grow, and we can grow that budget because it's not costing us anything. So that's number five. Number six, outwork everybody. Doesn't matter who they are, we know outworking everybody works. There's a lot of geniuses out there that say the 40-hour week or get rich in 20 hours or all that. Well, that's great. What if I worked that 20 hours times three? Wouldn't I make three times as much money as you're teaching me to make? I mean, so simple concept. You work harder, you work long, you make more money. I mean, is that really difficult to understand? Whether you're an hourly employee making overtime or you are somebody on commissions doing more sales. Now, I'm not telling you to give your life away, but I'm telling you, if you want to dig out fast, people like you and I understand the need that we're going to work harder than everybody else. We also understand that life is about work. Life is a project. Life is everything that we do. We live. Like, going to work is part of your life. If you hate your work, you're in the wrong job. But people like you and I aren't in the wrong job because we focus our energies. We're in our jobs for a reason. Maybe it isn't our career. Maybe it is just a job. Maybe it's a way to make some money. But we understand that, and we know that if we work harder, we work longer, and we work with more energy than everybody else, with better product, there's no way they can beat us. What are you going to do? You're going to tell somebody no? Oh, okay. So you don't want the person that works harder, that does nicer work, that puts in the energy, that loves their job? Of course we do. We all hire that person. That's why people all wish they had a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a Coach, or whatever it is that the luxury brand, because they know that a company that creates, produces better stuff, they're going to work longer. The stuff is going to work longer. Everything you buy from them. So put out great energy. Outwork your competition. Now, like I said, don't give your life away. And also learn where to spend your energy, as far as we went back a few, but learn from doing and learn from failure, as far as failing forward, making sure that when you are failing forward, you are paying attention to time sucks and time wasters and cutting them out right away, because you can outwork and give your time away as much as you want and work hard, but you do need to see ROI. So these all kind of tie together into one giant way to live and to grow yourself, and you understand that because you're already here. Next up, let's talk about the last one. So we got listen, learn, understand, the golden rule, don't dwell on things, understand marketing, outwork your competition, and 7, study. Studying is one of the coolest and easiest things. So I'm an autodidact. If you haven't heard of autodidactism or an autodidact, it's somebody who hates formal education but loves to learn on their own. Loves to pick up a book, loves to pick up a YouTube, whatever, and study the heck out of it and know more than the competition. I always like to know more than everyone I'm working versus. I got into real estate, I really didn't know much. I actually went to agricultural high school and really don't have a true formal education as far as normal United States education. Definitely have a good education, but not to the level of going to normal classes. And half the day we spent our time in agricultural school, the other half we spent in normal education. So instead of having normal sciences, I had things like plant sciences, animal sciences, and mechanic sciences. Everything from welding class to how to make a floral arrangement. We did lots of different things. But that said, I always loved to study. So I knew when I got into things, I was always going to outstudy everybody. My first business, I was in tree and landscape, and I dominated by knowing what my plants were. I knew exactly how they wanted to be treated, and I could make things turn green. I didn't have any sort of green thumb. I just was willing to read, learn, listen, and put it all in place. If you take a look at what I did, it's this exact blueprint time and time again. Here I am right now on real estate, right? Doing a podcast 11 years in. I've studied for the past 11 years. My brain is absolutely full of real estate knowledge. And guess what I do every day? I study hard every day. I listen to podcasts. I watch YouTubes. I read books, most of the time audio, but sometimes physical. I read everyone else's advertisements. When I see email marketing come in, I might check it out once or twice. I attend seminars. We all get that. That's why we're all here together today, whether you're listening or I'm talking right now. We understand these 7 lucky rules. They're very easy to implement. If you don't get them, get out there and get at them, guys. There is tons and tons and tons of opportunity in the United States. The news sucks. People suck. Blah, blah, blah. No, that's not even true at all. Everybody over there is doing what they're doing. Don't let them bother you. There are good places to find news. There are good sources. Just stop doing what everyone else is doing and going down mainstream. Just get off mainstream. Get off Main Street. Stop doing these 7 things and you will crush it in everything you do. This is not a guide to real estate. This is a guide to life. This is a guide to winning. Guys, get out there and crush it. I appreciate you listening. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure to subscribe. Get over there on Facebook. Check out the Facebook group, as well as jump on the newsletter, the website, realfactsonrealestate.com. Any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to DM me, PM me, whatever works best for you. Thanks for listening this week and have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.